Barack Obama may be Illinois' favorite son, but earlier this year, during the Hawaii Democratic caucuses, he reminded people that he hadn't forgotten where he came from.
Almost 50 years ago, my family came to Hawaii in search of a better life. I was born here and grew up here. This beautiful state and its great people hold a special place in my heart.
Obama's parents, Barack Obama Sr. from Kenya and Ann Dunham from Kansas, met at the University of Hawaii, but the marriage didn't last. A few years after her divorce, Obama's mother married a man from Indonesia, and the family moved to Jakarta. That's where his sister, Maya Sitoro Ng, was born. After 4 years, young Barack returned to Hawaii, where he lived with his maternal grandparents. His mother and sister followed soon after. Sitoro Ng says that's when her brother dove into island life.
He liked to go body surfing, and he liked to play basketball with his friends because he was a regular guy. He wasn't particularly motivated in high school academically.
Obama attended Punahou, one of the top private schools in Hawaii, with help from financial aid. John Kalivas was one of his classmates.
You know, from my own background, I'm half Korean, half Greek, and he's also half, they call that Hapa here in Hawaii. And so race and those things really weren't an issue. We just enjoyed each other's company, and we didn't think of each other in terms of race.
Obama played on Punahou's basketball team. In 1979, his senior year, they won the state championship. His teammate, Dan Hale, remembers being impressed by Obama's ability to communicate and resolve disputes.
He was always one that could step right up and kind of get to the heart of the matter, and so everybody could kind of move on and not get stuck on whose foul it was or that basket was good or what was the score or whatever. And, you know, he just kind of used that smile and kind of, you know, that kind of real sense of reason. And I see that today. And it's you know, obviously a lot bigger issues at stake than a pickup game score.
Obama's ability to connect with people doesn't surprise Alice Dewey. She was his mother's dissertation advisor at the University of Hawaii, where she got her doctorate in anthropology. Dewey says Ann Dunham was passionate about getting microcredit loans for craftspeople, especially women in rural areas of developing countries. And she passed on her sense of compassion to her son.
Her caring for the impoverished people in the developing world, it was her life's work. And I think he grew up thinking that's what you did. You helped people. She did this in Indonesia, and she did it in Pakistan. She was in Kenya. She was in other nations. And her son now has worked in the south side of Chicago where people need help. And he's done that when he could have taken a job with a fancy law firm after he finished his degree in law at Harvard.
Obama's sister, Maya, agrees they were inspired by their mother's international vision. And she says Hawaii, with its multicultural openness and aloha spirit, has always been a vital place for her brother, mentally and spiritually.
And I think that it was Hawaii that made him so broad and spacious, and that forced him really to learn how to talk to different kinds of people and to not make assumptions about who they are or what they need, and to also recognize that on a very fundamental level we are all the same. And I think my brother's one of my brother's many strengths is that he is able to help people find common ground.
Obama's ability to bring people together has inspired a wave of support across the nation. And with the general election just months away, polls show Barack Obama has a good chance of becoming the nation's 44th president. If that happens, Dan Hale has one request of his former basketball teammate.
Don't forget to invite me to the first pickup game at the White House.
I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.